Upper90Studios.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. 83 points game week 16, big green arrows in the last 5 game weeks. With 2 free transfers game week 17, should I keep this team intact or make adjustments with an eye for the blank next week? On this video, I'm going to quickly analyze the recent results, show you my notes on all the top players, and my transfer plan for game week 17. First, here are my team's total points versus the weekly average from game week 12 to game week 16. Even after factoring in all the hits, and it was 20 points in transfer hits, my team scored over 100 points above the average in the last 5 game weeks. I was fortunate to make up over 2 million places in the overall rank in just 1 month. Upper 90 Studios is now between 400 and 500K in the overall rank with close to 900 total points. The comeback began around game week 12. I started dropping these premium assets like Salah, Sterling, and De Bruyne in order to strengthen the outer positions in my squad with players I was more excited about, such as Vardy, Madison, Son, and Dele Alli. So let's get right into it with a game week 16 review. 83 points, no hits. Goalkeeper Dean Henderson, 3 points. He made an unbelievable stop to deny Cantwell near the end, which resulted in a 2-point swing in his score. John Lundstrom, 2 points. I benched him in the last 3 games, and he keeps stepping in as an automatic sub. Benching him this time nearly cost me. Lundstrom had the ball in the net, but he was offside in the build-up, so it didn't count. He also put in McGoldrick, whose finishing let him down. It was an improvement over recent performances, and there could be a matchup advantage against Aston Villa. Should I bring Lundstrom back into my starting lineup? Ben Chilwell, 2 points. As noted on the blog and as a pinned comment on the previous video, Chilwell was pictured in training ahead of game week 16. The fact that he wasn't injured, I consider that a small win. Hopefully he's going to bring it at home against Norwich this week. Robertson, 6 points. Alexander-Arnold, 1 point. Robertson came off in the 75th minute with a clean sheet banked. Alexander-Arnold, he was unlucky because he was benched initially, and he just missed out on the clean sheet points by 10 minutes. Another game in which he was so unlucky not to score more points. Here are some of my notes from that game. Son, 12 points. Dele Alli, 9 points. Tottenham looked like they could score with every attack. Burnley completely panicked, and they were lucky it was only 5-0. Spurs are going to be tested against the smart Wolves side this weekend. James Maddison, 9 points. 2 brilliant assists and a bonus point, but it could have been more. In the beginning of the season, there wasn't much to separate Maddison from Mason Mount. At that time, they were both on set pieces. Now, Maddison remains the designated set piece taker at Leicester, while Chelsea have more options, such as Willian. These small factors can make a big difference in fantasy. Jamie Vardy, 26 points captain, 2 goals and maximum bonus points. Vardy's already on 16 goals for the season, 5 clear of his nearest competitor. He has now scored in his last 8 league games, which means he is just 4 shy of breaking his own record of scoring in 11 consecutive games. Vardy has also registered the most double-digit hauls in FPL this season, with 6. Danny Ings, 8 points. 5 games, 5 goals. One thing I noticed is that Ings is a real bonus points magnet. He has now 18 points from bonus alone. To put that into perspective, De Bruyne has 13, Salah 10, Sterling 7. The only question with Ings is his injury record, and he will be challenged now with less time to recover between games. Raul Jimenez, 5 points. Jimenez was all about the assists in this game. Here are some of my notes on him, and you can pause the video if you'd like. Jimenez and Wolves have a good scoring record against the better teams, and they play Tottenham at home next. Now here are the top picks and high-risk players to avoid. Nick Pope, 0 points. Burnley were all over the place defensively, and Pope has now scored 2 points in his last 3 games. Burnley's fixtures, they aren't the easiest all the way through the end of January. Our fixture difficulty cheat sheet should be getting an update soon, so if you're an email subscriber, keep an eye on your inbox. Those considering a Pope replacement could look into Vicente Guaita, 10 points. He's in excellent form with 3 straight clean sheets. He is averaging over 8 points in the last 3 games, and Crystal Palace have a solid run against opponents with a lower attack strength. Soyuncu, 2 points. I thought he was unlucky not to score with a header from close range that smashed Heaton in the face. Johnny Evans, 8 points. Continues to bring it in FPL. His injury record is the only concern. The problem with Leicester defenders is the timing with fixtures as they face Manchester City and Liverpool after this game week. Mason Mount, 2 points. He blanked, but he was the standout Chelsea attacker against Everton, covering all the high positions closer to FPL points. The concern is rotation, and Chelsea have options in the attack. Mount was benched midweek in Europe, and it's hard to predict whether he's going to get the nod this weekend. Tammy Abraham, 2 points, had a few half chances before halftime against Everton, quieter second half. He did score in the Champions League midweek and came off around the 70th minute, which is good. Abraham plays Bournemouth at home next, so is this the right moment to bring him in? Mo Salah, 13 points, Harry Kane, 16 points. We all know what they can do. Of course, we're now approaching a blank for Liverpool game week 18, so we can take that into account. For my own team, I'm probably going to wait on Kane because I already have double attack cover with Son and Dele Alli. Marcus Rashford, 9 points. Brilliant once again, this time against the champions. Everton next is not the easiest one to predict. Last week, Chelsea were well beaten 3-1 by a hard-working Everton side. Duncan Ferguson could make things difficult for United and Rashford game week 17. So one of my goals is to keep the team balance intact. I could make minor changes this week or continue to go for it with players I'm excited to watch. And plan A is transfers out Robertson, Ings, Henderson, transfers in Tompkins, Abraham, Guaita. Abraham matches up against Robertson. Tompkins, maybe he doesn't quite match up against Ings, who's in great scoring form, but Tompkins, he does more than just go up against Ings. He also serves as a differential against Martin Kelly, whose ownership is skyrocketing. 30% of all managers own Kelly, and he has over 40% ownership in the Elite 64 league. Tompkins is owned by zero experts in the Elite 64, and his overall ownership is 0.2%. Tompkins offers a goal threat from attacking set pieces and makes for a sneaky differential. The rotation system changes from Lundstrom and Ings to Lundstrom and Tompkins. Recently, I've been benching Lundstrom and playing Ings. Now I intend on giving Lundstrom a run of games, starting with Aston Villa game week 17. Villa conceded 4 goals against Leicester and lost 2 defenders to injury, Mings and Target. Those defenders cover the same exact side that Lundstrom likes to attack. I'm exploring these matchups by staying up to date with all the injuries. And the person I trust to follow for injuries is @BenDinnery on Twitter. Abraham plays Bournemouth at home without their best defender Nathan Ake, who suffered a hamstring injury against Liverpool. But it's not all in my favor. Danny Ings also has good scoring potential against West Ham, who scored 3 goals against Arsenal after losing Cresswell to injury. One concern is that Southampton are reliant on Ings to score. Can he cope with the extra demands of the busiest period of the season? It feels like most of my recent transfers sell players that I can see scoring the next week, and they normally do. I'm going to continue to push the limits until the point of failure. This comeback began game week 12 with an impulsive decision. I took a negative 12 hit that included Robertson. I didn't have to do that, but I noticed that I could make my team strong and unique by acting quickly. It's a similar decision with a goalkeeper change this week. I'm experimenting with Guaita in goal as defensive cover against managers who use Kelly as a starter. Plus, I have Tompkins as the first player off the bench. I'm carefully selecting differentials to gain an advantage. This team should have 11 starters for the blank game week 18, barring injuries or suspensions. Two of my best players, Mane and Alexander-Arnold, were on the bench last week. I may do exactly the same for the blank game week 18. Sterling and De Bruyne are alternatives for Mane game week 18, although they face Leicester, and that's a hard game to predict. Selling key Liverpool players also risks not being able to buy them back if their prices don't fall low enough. Plan A is pushing my team value to its limits. If I need to free up funds in the future, I could go Chilwell to Soyuncu or Tompkins to Kelly, although that goes against all my instinct. For now, I'm curious to experiment with these new differentials. Thank you for all the likes. I look forward to your comments as always, and I wish you guys big green arrows game week 17. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free to download on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow @Upper90Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you'll get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on a phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon.